food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When you buy your vitamin and mineral supplements, are you seduced into thinking it's a good health insurance policy for your poor eating habits? Or are you one of those with a nutrition perfection who has a daily extensive supplement regime? I sort of fall in between the two of them, but in either case, you may be shocked, as I was, to learn how little you really know about vitamins. And here to open your eyes to vitamin truths is our guest. She is author Catherine Price, and her book is called Vitamania. I absolutely recommend that to everyone, by the way. Vitamania, one word. Catherine, thank heavens you're here to answer our questions about supplements. I have many, but we're going to narrow them down. As I admitted a little earlier, I'm one of those who take vitamins and minerals as I use it as a backup health plan. Am I wasting my money?
Well, you know, it depends on how you are eating, and that's a question that often gets overlooked, strangely, when we talk about vitamins. So a lot of people will ask me, you know, should I take a multivitamin? And the real answer to that is I have no idea because I don't know what you're eating. So if you're eating a diet that is rich in foods that naturally contain a lot of vitamins, like unprocessed, meat and dairy and vegetables and fruits, you're probably doing fine in terms of vitamins, and you're also getting a lot of other potentially beneficial compounds that those foods contain. That's not to say that there's not times when people really do need to get supplements of vitamins, because there are certain medical conditions or lifestyle choices where you really do need to get extra vitamins. And just to clarify, when I talk about vitamins, I'm not talking about dietary supplements, which is a much bigger category. I'm just talking about the 13 chemicals that we call human vitamins, which are A, B, C, D, E, and K, and there's 8 of the B vitamins.
And minerals, do we include those, or are we just talking about vitamins?
I just talk about vitamins. You can say that many similar things about minerals, because essential minerals are also substances that we need in order for our bodies to function properly, but for my book, I focused on vitamins.
Okay, well, that's a big category, and although you mentioned there are 8, there's a lot to talk about. Let's start with...
13. There are 8 B vitamins 13. And 13 overall, yeah.
Okay, got my number straight, 13 overall. All right, so what don't we know that we absolutely need to know about vitamins?
Well, there's a lot of things I think the average consumer doesn't know if they're anything like me. Probably the most important, if we're talking about vitamins as pills, is that they are not regulated in the same way as over-the-counter drugs or pharmaceutical drugs. And the most important thing to know about the difference there is that whereas prescription and over-the-counter drugs are required to be tested for safety and efficacy before they're sold, that's not true for dietary supplements, including vitamins. Which means that it's very easy to put something on the market without having to go through rigorous testing to determine whether it's safe for people to consume. That's not so much of an issue for the actual vitamins that we're talking about right now, but if we do talk about the broader category of dietary supplements, a lot of the other stuff, the herbals and the botanicals that you see on store shelves, that can become an issue because it's very hard to determine whether what you're buying is actually what the label says it is, and then also to know whether there is evidence that it actually does anything or that it's safe.
Wow, that's a lot of information. I'm sure a lot of people are running to their cupboards right now to look at their vitamins. So,
yeah, really.
And you know, it might be really hard for them to know, did I buy the right vitamin? Is this the one I should be taking if they decided that they do need the vitamin? What are some things that they can be looking for to make sure that the brand they picked is a good brand or is the right one for them?
It's a surprisingly tricky question because of the very lenient regulation I was just mentioning before. But basically, to answer the question in terms of both vitamins and the broader category of dietary supplements, I think it's very important for people to do their own independent research on this. And what I would suggest is that you look for a third-party certification program, which is basically companies that they evaluate vitamins and other dietary supplements to make sure that they are what they say they are on the label. This does not involve safety or efficacy testing, which is important to note, but it will at least help you make sure that the product you buy has the substances you think it does in the amounts it says on the label. And one of the best ones is ConsumerLab.com. which is a subscription one. Mm. But I do recommend that if you're a big supplement user, because they have a database that has a lot of really good information on a lot of different brands and substances. There's also seals you can look for on bottles, which include a USP and NSF, which are two different third-party organizations. And then there's a new one called LabDoor.com. So any of those would be good. And there's also information on NIH, National Institute of Health, websites about some of what's known in terms of the science of herbs and botanicals in particular, about whether or not they actually work for what people say they do.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing. Do they really do what people say they will do? That's always a question, any brand messaging. I want to get back to the health insurance policy mentality, which, again, I have a partial. I mean, I eat well, but I think of times as preventative. You know, there's flu season is coming up, so people up their C, they start grabbing for some vitamin supplements to strengthen their immune system, or as you say, they may be already sick and they need to have it. I mean, give us some guidelines, and what you think, in addition to healthy eating, are the times to use vitamins.
Well, I think that there's certain cases where you should consider vitamins. One would be women of childbearing age, especially anyone who's thinking of getting pregnant, should consider taking a folic acid supplement. That's vitamin B9. And that's because folic acid plays a very important role in closing the neural tube of the embryo, which is basically this tube that becomes the baby's spinal cord and nervous system. You really want it to close properly, and that happens very early in pregnancy, often before you even know you're pregnant. So it's good to have extra folic acid. And that's why in the United States, enriched bread products have to include folic acid. So that's actually really reduced the rate of these neural tube defects. And then if you're a vegan, you might want to consider vitamin B12, because B12 is produced only in animal products. So it's hard to get it if you're really following a pure vegan diet. And then I personally do actually take vitamin D. The research on vitamin D is very controversial and not resolved. So all the headlines you see about vitamin D, you should really take with a grain of salt. But with that said, it's a different vitamin. It's a very strange vitamin, which is actually, it acts more like a hormone, and we make it in response to sunlight in our skin. And there are very few foods that naturally contain a lot of vitamin D. So few that it seems like we were actually evolved to get D from the sun, not from food. And if you're anything like me and you wear sunscreen all the time and don't go outside in the sun that much, then you're probably not getting that much of it. So even though what it does and how much we need is still controversial, I do take some just as, you know, to hedge my bets.
Okay, here's another situation that I think people are aware of. As you get older, your body stops producing as many nutrients, or the system begins to be a little more flawed. And so that's a time, in my mind, to supplement as well. Do you agree with that?
I think it depends on the substance. So vitamin B12, again, in addition to vegans having an issue with it, older people can also have difficulty absorbing enough vitamin B12, because it's a very complex molecule and it takes several steps to actually absorb it into our bodies, including the production of stomach acid. And as you get older, you can produce less of the stuff that you need in order to absorb it. So that would be a case where you might need extra. This is a mineral, but, you know, calcium for women who are reaching menopause can be important in terms of preventing weakened bones. So there's certain circumstances.
Catherine, that, you know, that's very helpful, and I think it clarifies to a lot of people and, you know, some of the questions they may have, especially looking at when they should be taking the vitamins and which vitamins they should have on their cupboards. So thank you so much for being with us today. But more importantly, I want to send everybody to check out her website and look for her book, Vitamania. And you'll really get a deep understanding of everything we talked about today and then more. And her website is www.catherine/price.com. We'll share that on our social media as well. So if you follow Kid Critics, spelled with two K's, on Facebook or any other social media, you will see some prompt for her website. So thank you again, and in the meantime, stay well.